Hey, sorry guys, there's a little echo for the first 20 minutes of the show. Please bear with it, it does get better, and we won't let it happen again.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
Sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 498 of the Overseas Connection Podcast. Today is October 21st, 2018. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, and Murphy's Law on Xbox Live, and soon, hopefully, to have a different name on PSN. Joining me today, we have a lovely cast of characters. First and foremost, Miss Nicole Rudowski.
Howdy. Hi.
Howdy, howdy. Hi, Nicole. How have you been?
Right now, I'm freezing my ass off.
Okay. All right. We'll dive more into that topic in a bit. Also on the show, doing absolutely nothing, Mr. Mark Wright.
Oh, but Tim's on the first. Yeah, absolutely nothing to have. I'm taking it free and easy tonight. Robin's spinning the deck, so I've got a nice, steady podcast today. So, yeah, I'm going to feel a bit lost tonight, I think.
Yeah, we are crossing our fingers that Mr. Tate has everything in command, full in charge. He is Johnny on the spot. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. We're getting some reports of echoes out there.
Echo.
Yeah, what do you do? I don't know. So we're again, hello everybody, it's Robin Tate here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. We are trying something new because we've had so many problems with Skype over the last week or two that we've discovered a new feature that's locking everything. But yeah, every week it gets a little bit better and we're finding new solutions to problems that weren't there before. I'm hoping it'll be fine. It'll hopefully work out. So it's more stable now than it was 5 minutes ago. Anyway, so
praying to the Skype gods.
So I thought I'd. Mark was saying, "Well, can I do the sound effects?" No, Mark. you mean you want to host? Yeah, Mark. You sit back and relax and enjoy the show for once. So yeah, there he goes.
I still got some power.
Don't talk, relax.
Now, I have to say that I know you guys, I'm using a two-camera setup, and you're seeing my Skype feed, which is quite dark.
Yeah, right. But I can see on a Twitch stream, you're bright. It's like you're in two different rooms at once. Yeah. And there goes Greg's camera.
So Greg goes blue.
There we go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're not going to do anything. Just carry
on.
He's still there.
We'll be fine. Yeah. We will be fine. I'll pop back in any minute.
So thank you.
Assuming Skype decides to leave me in the call. All right. Well, let's try John. Let's continue on. Hey, if you are tuning into this podcast right now, that means you are listening to us live on twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast or possibly on youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. But if you didn't catch this live and you're wondering how you can catch us live, well, you visit all the channels I just talked about, but make sure you do it on Sunday right around 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, also 3 p.m. Central, just for somebody out there that might live in Central Time.
Hillbilly rednecks.
I didn't say it.
I think what you know, Zach. Sorry.
All right. We have a new Twitch follower. That is Steffi XO.
Yes, that's my friend Steffi.
Okay, right. Steffi XO. Thanks for the follow. We also have a new Podbean follower, Chris Merley 85. So thanks for the follows to both those individuals. And also, most importantly, we have a birthday. Carl Palmer is celebrating his 63rd birthday on October 23rd. Very fitting there. Happy birthday, Carl. also known as S-Ratham, or S-Ratham, depending upon how you want to say that.
We know how good you are at pronouncing things, Greg. So.
I pronounce all kinds of things.
Yeah.
For the record, normally somebody plays a birthday song right about now.
Just did.
I think Robbie's had a problem, so he's talking away. Stop stepping in there.
None of those Mark sound effects here. We got Elvis Presley in the house.
Double dose of birthday love.
So you didn't tell me that when you mute myself, it mutes my sound effects too then, Mark?
On OBS, yeah, of course it does, because it's talking through the FX sender.
I was muting Skype.
If you want to mute your microphone, just turn your mixer knob for your microphone down. That's what I do.
Just turn your knob, Rob. Twist that knob.
Didn't I say earlier on we were spinning the dicks?
Whoa, yes, we are definitely spinning the dicks.
Whoa.
This podcast is with this shit. Yeah. And that wasn't a sound effect. That was real life. All right. Let's dive into other things like story time.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, story time sounds good. Everyone here loves story time, our favorite
time of the day. Oh, there's a Greg bit.
There is no Greg bit.
The worst part is, now I'm waiting for the Greg bit. It wasn't there. All right, lots of stories to be told. I have been traveling a ton. Starting two weeks back, before I went to New York on a one-day turnaround trip and then immediately got sick on the flight home. I thought it was allergies. I really was hoping it was allergies. Turned into a full-blown cold. That's why I wasn't on the podcast last week. Completely out of it, feeling gross and yucky. And then I had to fly out to Phoenix for the entire week. So I was out in Scottsdale, Arizona. For those of you wondering what Scottsdale, Arizona is like, it's really freaking nice. That's a place I could live. Let me tell you, I was really impressed. I fully expected it to be this very kind of flat, you know, non-descriptive area. Not at all. Scottsdale was absolutely lovely. Fantastic hotel I was at. It was the Westin Kirtland. And I had a view of a golf course. It was calling me every day I came back from the show.
What was it calling me.
It was telling me to come out and play golf. And sadly, no golf shoes, no golf clubs. There was no golf in my future when I was in Arizona, sadly. But I'm back, and we are in full Halloween preparation. That's the other big thing happening at this household right now. So. We are, in fact, as soon as I get off this call, I go completely to work on my son's Halloween costume. We're going to be turning his stroller wheelchair into a pirate ship. And so we're going to be working diligently on that. And then also finishing off the front yard with more stuff. So this way we're good. We can rest for the week leading up to Halloween. Crossing our fingers, that's the case. Likely... The way things go, everything will go to hell in a handbasket for half the week, and I will be doing everything last minute, and my wife will remind me constantly that I told you, not don't wait till last minute. But that's me. What about you guys? Mark, what's been going on with you?
Well, I've had 2 weeks of pretty much hell and misery, really. That's why I've not been on.
Well, that sounds fun.
Hell of
misery. Talk to me about it.
Hell of
misery. I'm all ears.
It's just health problems again. This time of year, it just gets Jenny with a. She's still got bad lungs from that thing she had last year. Still not fully healed, and she's got an infection, and then that's turned into pneumonia. So we've been in and out of hospital a few times. It's making her heart go under pressure, so her heart keeps racing now and again. So it's just a constant nightmare at the moment. And then to top it off, last week at work, I lifted a vehicle battery into a vehicle, and it's been situated in the middle of a cab now, not under the bonnet, but a pain to get to. Yes, your camera's back on. And my back went. I hurt my back, and I think I've trapped my sciatic nerve because it's affecting all my right leg, and my right knee is painful. And I've had major mobility issues, so yeah, it's been just a nightmare past week or so. But yeah, I didn't want to miss tonight.
I remember years ago having a battery, my parents' caravan, years ago, right? Mobile home. And it used before, you had electricity piped into them. You used a car battery for the lights.
Yeah, the ledger battery. Yeah.
And I remember lifting the car battery out that my dad had and spilled acid down my jeans. Now, yeah. I must have been, I'd probably 12 years old or something like that. And I lifted it sideways stupidly. I should never have done that. But right. I quickly got a wet cloth and wiped myself down and then carried on about my day and went into the town. And 3 or 4 hours later, the jeans just kind of...
Yeah, you just fall apart. A bit. Yeah.
So all was exposed underneath in the center of the local town. Yeah. And just, what? What's going on?
Yeah, I've had a lot.
You only ever do that once.
Mark, we're sorry to hear you're feeling a bit poorly with the back. Hopefully that will heal up quickly.
Luckily I had Thursday, Friday already booked off to look after Jenny, so I've had a nice 4 days off work, so that's helped a lot. Back to work tomorrow, so I don't know how it's going to go tomorrow.
Again, anything heavy, make the young guys lift it. Fair enough. Let's shift gears to something slightly less warm, slightly cold. Nicole. Nicole.
Is it my cold heart or my cold freaking body?
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on. You guys have a little cold wave going on?
Well, like, so it was, 90 friggin' degrees last week?
Right.
And now we have frost warnings.
No way.
Yeah.
Welcome to the South.
We're supposed to get a cold snap next week as well.
Yeah, I love fall. Fall is my absolute favorite time of year. I love the cooler weather, the bright blue skies. Puffy white clouds, the turning leaves.
It's poetic.
I don't like... Huh?
It's poetic.
The it puffy is. White clouds, that's beautiful. The leaves. This is my favorite time of year. And then we get 90 degrees one day and friggin' 30 the next. Make up my mind. But I'm enjoying the cold. The dogs are enjoying the cold. They like going out there and playing. They've been very frisky and they like just running around and not dying of a heat stroke. We've been off for the last week for a fall break. So I go back to work tomorrow morning, just like Mark, and I'm not dreading it, but I really would like another week off to get shit done.
It's really hard to go back. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, it is last week. I should say Friday. I went back to work after being gone for the week on business travel. Yeah, I was connected to my email and I was catching up, but I mean, it's just not the same. So I all day Friday, I felt behind constantly. So I can only imagine what it would be like coming back to work after not being at work for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, but you were at work, but in a different kind of way.
I know, in a different capacity. You know, when you're at, I mean, it was a typical trade show that I was at. So, I mean, you're at a booth. Yeah. You're not.
Sore feet, talking all day, yeah.
Yes, hate it. Necessary evil, part of the business. All right, well, I suppose we could talk to Robin. Robin, what's been going on with you?
Everyone but me. Okay, Mark, think about this. Everyone but me is echoing. Have a think about that. Okay, so, yeah, I'm really, really busy. Extremely busy in work. So that's just life. What can I do? Just have to keep at it. And once I have everything done there and get home and do all my things at home, I've been out here improving here. So there's been more improvements to the Batcave this week. The big projector screen arrived, so it's up behind me and it goes up and down, but I have it out from the wall so that I could put some pictures behind it as well. And about a year or so ago, I bought some off Gumtree, which is like Craigslist. There was a guy advertising Star Wars posters, cinema advertising boards, VHS, when the trilogy was first released on VHS, not even DVD, on VHS. There was three posters for those. There was one for a European tour. Let me just get the name of it. Sorry, it's Power of the Myth. One wee second. Sorry. It was called The Power of the Myth, The Star Wars Experience. Now, it went all over Europe, and there was, countries everywhere. And there was about 10 spots in 1999. I have no idea what it was, but I have this big, big poster, and it has Darth Maul and Queen Amidala and R2-D2, and all these things must have went round all around Europe. And that's dated. I'm sure it's a very rare thing. It was official. And sadly, I have the cinema poster for the release of Star Wars Episode 1. Yeah. Even though it's unique, I can't imagine it's worth lots. But anyway, the other three for the VHS release, I have them up behind me on a wall. And I posted some stuff on Twitter there. And they look brilliant. So there's R2-D2 and C-3PO. There's the swinging scene with Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker. And a big one from The Empire Strikes Back of Darth Vader standing, "You are my father!" No, that's wrong. "I am your father!" I'm really tough.
Did you just say Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker were swingers?
Yes, they swang across the chasm and they kissed a bit of incest.
Not that kind of swinging.
Yeah, not that kind of swinging. So I had them for about a year, and so I went out and got some nice frames for them and got them framed, and I've started to get them up on the wall. So I'm really chuffed. So it's really came here. I can almost live out here.
I think that is your ultimate goal, Robin. I think you're secretly actually moving yourself out of the house. You're just not telling anybody.
I think Judith's thinking that right now. The projector, I've realized the projector's up and it's nice and everything. But actually, that it's a little cheap projector. And although it says it's 1080p, there's no way it's 1080p. It looks okay for just basic gaming, but I may bring the projector out from the house to here. And we talked about upgrading, but we'll see. There is a question from Kyle, actually, on Facebook. One of the questions that he had for us about, what I'm going to do next out here, and should I get some what are those little Nintendo things called, the little miniature
amiibos?
Should I get some amiibos? Well, I have a couple of amiibos. I don't think they're out here. I must bring them out. What's next? Yeah, probably projector, Kyle, is the thing that I'm going to probably change out here. But after that, it's pretty darn perfect. It's class. I think I'm done for a while. But I need a kitchen, maybe a little kitchen.
Once you get the kitchen, officially you've moved out. I suspect the worst papers will be filed.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is two big sliding doors before it was originally a garage. And to give you an idea of the size of it, the garage probably would have comfortably held about 6 cars. So that's roughly, the footprint of this place. And I've made 3 rooms into it. It's like a tool room, this room here, and a storage room in the bit at the front. And I really intend to get the big sliding doors taken away and a proper door will free up more wall space. Anyway, it's lovely. Man cave space.
So you have your man cave, then you have a secondary sex room, and then a third room that is going to be the torture chamber. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's pretty cool. Actually, the builders are coming next month again to to chop more rooms up and do some stuff. Yeah. So there's more
Shackle hooks.
They're due in November. So
I am in Halloween mode. Don't forget. I'm thinking Halloween all the time.
I'm just wondering if he got blueprints from Kim and her dungeon.
Possibly. Kim has been sharing way too much about that lately.
So that's it.
Okay. Have we solved by chance the echo problem?
Don't know.
I thought I would ask.
So Robin has said, Sarah's saying that my volume is lower than everyone else. I'm not sure that can be connected to the echoings. Well, I've turned my volume up just a little bit, Sarah. I don't want to turn it up too much. But I don't know about the echo. Don't know what that is.
In fairness,
I think you're feeding us twice into OBS. I don't know if that's because of your mixer or your OBS settings.
So if I mute, so all the cams have came in separately. So if I was to mute those.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. When I set up the NDI, the first thing I did was I turned off all the audio because your mixer's handling all the audio. You don't want the cams doing the audio.
Mark cam muted, Nick cam, and I'm just using an ordinary webcam, so and I'm muted there too. So hopefully that'll be it. Maybe that'll sort the echo. Let us know, Sarah, in the chat if you would, if that's made any improvement.
That explains it, though, because you're hearing us twice, once from the NDI feed, once from your mixer feed. So.
But I mean, really, who doesn't want to hear us twice? I mean, come on.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody else in the chat, they're like, no.
I won't get not twice.
All right.
That worked. That sorted the great stuff. Woo!
All right. Sorted. Look at that. Problem solving at its best. Mark, real quickly, what are we drinking?
I'm going to bill you £50 for every 2 minutes technical support. It's just apple and blackcurrant juice. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Nicole, like, what are we drinking?
Dr. Pepper, because there's no ice either because
it's cold enough.
And Robin, sorry, I can't see the label on that.
Water.
It's probably
water. Okay. All right.
Water or vodka, one of the two.
Oh, cheers.
God,
water.
God. Well. I brought limoncello back from Italy. Oh, my God. I've been.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, I was sitting here the last couple of nights and I've been having like triple shots. Oh, that's dangerous stuff. Dangerous.
Triple shots. Hello.
And that's the bottle's just, it's just up here. The bottle's just above me. Ooh. I better stay away. I'm spinning my dick.
I don't want to
do anything bad when I'm spinning my dick.
What are you on your way to a dick meeting?
All right, what's next then, Greg?
Let's talk some games, Robin. Let's talk games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
God, it's almost like we're podcasting with Mark.
And I'm not doing anything. This is great.
This is good. All right, let's talk about the games that we've been playing. I know we've already covered the free games for October, so I don't think there's really a need to talk about them right now. They're out there. If you haven't already figured it out, hey, what can we say? Let's talk about what we have been playing now. So cue some video feeds up. Why don't we start with Mark, if that's okay. Mark, let's talk about what you have been playing.
What I've been playing, I've forgotten. I'm typing in chat.
It's just a figment of your imagination, Mark.
I see what you did there. I see what you did. Very clever. But first I'm going to talk about Forza Horizon 4, because I've not had a chance to talk about this yet, because I've not been on for 2 weeks. I know you guys have talked about it quite a lot. But yeah, I'm really, really enjoying this game. It's really good. Graphically, it looks amazing. The handling on it is what you expect from a Forza game. It's just superb. You guys have covered all sort of like the main game mechanics of it. But I just want to touch on some multiplayer action we've had this week. Robin's been doing some Convoy Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And I've got a special sound effect for this.
Breaker 1-9. Oh,
that's God. Especially for our Wednesday
that's
night.
So old.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go out in bed now. I have to watch that again. Pigpen.
Spider Mike. So we've been getting together on a Wednesday night, and we've been getting around between four or five of his racing all together. We've been doing the playground games, which is the zombie mode and the infected and that, and it's just been an absolute laugh. We've been howling with laughter. I've been getting told off for being too noisy. Just a ton of fun, really good fun.
Yeah, it's very
clear. If you've got Forza Horizon 4, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. join our convoy. Yeah. It's a lot of...
Make me your regular Wednesday night thing. I'm here for you. I'm open for you. Come on. Yeah. You can just ride me all over the UK in your car. It's been lots of fun. It really has.
I actually just reminded myself of, you said Wednesday night. There's a story to be told. I'll finish it after we play games. Remind me to talk about my daycare nightmare story.
Right.
Okay. Oh, Wednesday night. Written down. Yep. Okay. Mark. So, it's been fun. I mean, that whole, it was a Martin, and there was Matt,
Martin.
And Captain Slow.
Yeah. In fact, I've got a special sound of it.
But anyway,
Ginger Balls.
Pete's been on, Antonio dropped in the week before. Mm-hmm. Blue Baru dropped in. Mm-hmm. And Obi-Wan Shinobi, who's Arma, who's a veteran gamers listener, has been on their show a couple of times. He joined us last week. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Now, we did piss off after about an hour and a half to do tests on this stuff.
Yeah, we had to do with tests on the NDI stuff, didn't we?
But it was still great fun. So, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. UK, if you can drop in, wherever you are in the world, we'll be playing Forza for the next foreseeable future. There'll be every Wednesday night now, I think there's going to be a gaming session for a couple of hours. So,
It seems to work well for quite a few people, so it just seems to gel well together, and we can... give enough notice on the podcast to play. It's not like we're doing it next Sunday, so people forget about it. So I think it's a good match, really.
So, Mark, how are you getting on with the game?
I'm level 88 now. Wow. I've done all the showcases. I've done all the boards, smashed all the boards. I've done all the roads. All the roads. Now, you'd think that there's not much left to do, but there's fucking shit tons left to do. There's loads to do in this game. There's still loads of races. I've not hit level 10 on any of your races yet. The thing what's different with it this year is each individual item you level up now. So your street races, road races, you level them up individually. Your dirt races and stuff like that, your stunt jumps, speed traps, they're all individually leveled now. And there's achievements for getting to level 10 on all of them.
I think I'm just about to do, I think I played it a little bit last night on the big screen here. The off-road one's level 10 now, so I just have, there's like a big race at the end of it, so it's called like the Titan race for it. And I started it, in an old Audi Quattro, and thought, this is class, this is brilliant, but it wasn't, again, I'm playing on the Expert or something like that, Expert.
Right.
And it wasn't fast enough. Right, it was just bogs. It was a fast car, but just wasn't tuned properly. So I'll have to go back and do it again. I was tired. But there's so many levels, so much depth. I mean, we had lots of fun with the fun game, the playground stuff as well. I think we're only touching the tip of the iceberg with this stuff. Again, I am disappointed that you can't do more with the houses. Because the houses seem to be pointless. Yeah. I think I'm already ignoring the clothing and stuff.
Oh, that's got beyond a joke. It's so annoying when you get a wheel spin or a super wheel spin. The super one, you get three prizes, whereas the normal wheel spin, you get one. It's a new addition this year. But to get... all you want is money and cars. But to get clothing over and over again, or a horn or an emote, you don't want that shit. Not in a wheel spin.
You said you like the dancing the best.
No.
Well, Nicole,
I don't even have a dance man. I just have a Royal Wave in mine.
So, Nicole, you just close your ears here now. Close your ears a wee second. So, I have my woman here, right? Okay, she's dressed as a girl with a short skirt on, and I got her to do this dance now that she gets down and hunkers and opens and closes her legs. It's really, really childish. I know. But I've enjoyed it. I'm trying to... if I look at this angle, can I... No!
Spinning the camera around.
Rob, it's like, how can I zoom the screen?
Yeah, dear.
This is not a little disturbing. My image.
No, that's a lot disturbing.
Yeah,
that is a lot disturbing. Yeah, you haven't seen it. It's something you cannot unsee.
But I had such high expectations for Robin, and he just fucking blew him right out of the room.
Well, okay, first of all, that is your first mistake, Nicole. Your expectations for Robin should always be very low. All right, so Forza Horizon 4, it's an okay game.
It's in my top five this year. It's got to be. Yeah, superb game. Absolutely superb. If you like cars, if you like racing games, nothing too serious like your main Forzas, but you like something fun, this is definitely going to be the game for you. Yeah, brilliant.
Okay.
Are we switching around or are we just doing...
We could switch around. Yeah, I suppose that is not a bad tactic. So why don't we switch over to, Nicole. I didn't see what you had played on here, so I'm like, I think you already gave it in chat, though.
I did do it in chat. It was Gears 1, playing with Roberto again. He liked 4 so much that he wanted to, and because it's free to download if you have Game Pass, wanted to go back through and do 1 through 3 before 5 comes out. So taking him through the story, and it's awful because I'm like, okay, you got to go look for this over here and don't forget about this over here. And oh, these things are going to jump out. And he loves that I know the game so well. Because he's like, okay, this is cool. And we have it on casual, which I don't know how to play on casual. Just like, I needed it back on hard.
No, casual, good.
It's too easy. I'm like, he's grabbing up all the ammo, and I'm just like, there's an ammo box for you. There's an ammo box for you. And he's like, how do you still have bullets? I'm like, yeah, I'm not spraying and praying. I'm just shooting. But he's loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving being able to take someone through the game series again. So that's pretty much sums up Gears for me. And then playing that little game, a little iOS game, Rise of Civilizations.
Well, before you move on, does Gears still hold up for you when you're playing Gears 1? I mean, is it standard Gears or the HD-ified, the new version you're playing, or what is it?
Remaster.
Whatever Game Pass has to be remastered, I think.
Oh, yeah, because you can play the backward compatible original, yeah. You see. So there's the 360 version as well as a remaster.
But it's still, you still have to go through the 360.
Yeah, okay. So it's the 360 version then, okay, cool.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So it's got to be that version. But it's still not a bad looking game. I mean, considering it's 10 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing looking for being 10 years old and through the 360. So, I mean, even Robert had made a comment. He's like, you know, this game actually doesn't look as bad as I thought it would. And I'm like, for a 10-year-old game, it still is kind of holding its own. Hmm. So, cool. Does that answer?
Yeah, thank you.
That does. Yeah. All right.
Back to Rise now.
Yes, back to Rise.
Yes, so... Filthy had started the OC podcast for us, the little alliance thing.
Right.
And
Filthy, for those that don't know, Phil Olson,
yes,
currently throwing up on a ship near you.
Yes, his current. Well, he said he was in Ireland, so I guess he's taking a day trip. But so he had started it, gave it over to me. We had a little tiff with a French alliance called See It One. And then because
I love, by the way, that you have these national like tiffs. We had a French alliance.
Because they run away with white flags.
By nothing but French. We have NO2 on white flags. And they're absolutely wonderful. We like NO2. They've been really good to us. And they're also a French alliance. And then we got partnered with Blue Union, and so today we are now BU4. They are BU3. We're 4, and we went and attacked this Russian group, DID.
It's like real life.
It's been fun. I mean, this game has so many different elements. John Mouse joined us last night or the day before. Poor guy. With his little bubble, noobed bubble.
You'll be getting two Russian visitors visiting Alabama, and they'll be dropping some radioactive material somewhere.
I'm telling
you. That's what we did in Salisbury.
This guy.
Careful what you eat.
Novacek.
Yeah, this guy is so pissed at what we were doing. I've got nothing but like all this whole thing of hate mail. And I understood.
Actually, two Americans.
No, it was that I was two-faced for saying I was just defending my flag.
Well, backstabbing. I like it.
You assholes are attacking it. So, yeah, I'm defending it. That's not two-faced. But whatever. So, we've been having a lot of fun with that game and with those guys. There's some of us have double, like, two accounts because you can have two characters in each kingdom. So I have two. One of my officers, Drop Bear, has two. He's got one in BU3 and one in BU4. I have one in BU3 and one in BU4.
Can I just ask, what the hell is BU3?
Yeah, I'm lost with the
BU3. That's the name of our alliances, Blue Union 3 and 4. Okay. So, so shout out to him because he's been absolutely fabulous. And to, anyway, so just to everyone, because our whole alliance, both sides of it, are just one big family. We've all been working together, trying to take down these other alliances, moving across, going to that center area. There is something that we're all aiming for, all these alliances.
Yeah, so
world domination.
All aiming for it in that center area.
It is kingdom domination. There are some interesting groups on there. So, yeah, so you've got to, if you want to play, you need to play, and come find us. It's still the OC podcast. It's just our little short has changed to BU4. But definitely come play. Shout out again to those guys. They've been absolutely wonderful. They use Discord, Mark.
It's the future.
It was almost the future. It nearly had a future a week or two ago.
Yeah, but it was almost the future.
Yeah, but no, it got blew out again. Mark's little heart jumped with joy.
I know.
It was like, yes, it's going to happen. We're going to use it. Actually, no. Very good.
I just had to throw that in there because I thought it was funny. That's it. That's all that's happening. So just thanks to my wonderful officers and BU family.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Robin, why don't we shift gears since we talked about Forza Horizon 4, why don't we talk a little bit about Figment?
Yeah. And certainly. Because I think, Mark, it looks like you've been playing a little bit of this as well.
I played the introduction level because we Steam share. You told me, you reminded me I'd have access to this. And
yeah.
After we did some chat, I think we did some stuff on the Mixer stuff. I went on it that night. I think it's really good. It's really cute. It's a nice little platform puzzler.
I'm not 100% sure how this hasn't become a really big hit. Now
it reminds me of Bastion, and Bastion was a massive hit.
And it has won awards for best indie game and best sound and a whole pile of other stuff. And it is so well polished and so well done. I finished it. I finished it a couple of nights ago.
Right.
Thoroughly enjoyed this game. I loved the story. Now, the combat isn't overly difficult. The puzzles aren't overly difficult, but they're just difficult enough. But graphically, it just looks so good. There's a sense of humor about it. This premise of this adventure platforming puzzler. So imagine some of the puzzles from Limbo and some of the stuff Inside. Yeah. That sort of thing. And wrap them all up into this story. It's about a guy or a family that's had a car accident, and this guy seems to be in a coma. And what you're imagining here is what's going on in his brain or his negative. It's not him, but it's his. It's like, you know, that movie Inside about the little cartoony, the Pixar movie about the brain. That was called Inside.
What's going on in your head?
Yeah.
Right.
So these are his internal battles going on, positivity and negativity and depression and stuff like that there. So even though it looks quite cartoony, it is serious enough subject matter. And it's about him trying or not to get back to consciousness again? Should he just disappear off or in a coma and die, or will he come back? Now, I suppose the only negative thing I would say about it, Mark, would be if you wanted to play this with some younger kids, there is some bad language in it, which I actually was kind of... It doesn't actually add to the game. It's actually quite surprising.
I was quite shocked at first when I
heard... bastard, come back here with my stuff. And it didn't really add...
That's bad nerd.
If you've got a young kid playing... if you've got a young kid, you know, you're just being... Anyway, I would suggest to you, Mark, that you continue and play on. What I would like to do tonight is I do have a code for Figment on PSI, and I would like to give it to someone who wants it, who's live in the chat. So if you want a copy of Figment on the PC, and you will play it, don't get it just because I'm offering it. But if you want
it's
really good. Well, any of you guys that are in the chat right now, Sarah, Corzan, the people that are there right now, anybody, if you've never chatted before, shout up now in the chat, and I will, after the show, send you a code for Figment on the PC. Okay?
I don't think the demands of a PC are that high for it either. Most PCs.
Yeah. I think the game came out about a year and a half ago. So if you can run Limbo or something like that, you should be able to run it. So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Figment. I suppose I can talk a little bit about Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Continuing to play that. I really am enjoying this game. One of the things that I think, the previous Tomb Raider games got a little bit of a knock for was a lot of gunplay. And people felt like it was getting away from being Lara Croft exploring tombs and puzzles, and it was diving more into her being kind of the Uncharted, wannabe, and, basically being the quote-unquote murder simulator. So far... I'm happy to say that this game is a lot more exploration. There have been a few, kind of gun battle action moments, but they've been few and far between, not nearly as much as I had kind of been expecting. Pleasantly surprised, and I really have been enjoying the different puzzles that I've been encountering. A lot of that, I think, also is partly because I am turning off there's some settings that I really, really like the way the Tomb Raider has set up their difficulty settings. So you have an overall difficulty, which I'm playing on normal. Combat, there's exploration, combat, and I forgot the third one. There's three different sub settings that you can change. And one of the ones that I changed was the exploration. And I changed that to hard. And by changing the hard setting on exploration, now in these types of games, when you're traversing and you're trying to climb something or you're trying to find where you might have a handhold, oftentimes they will highlight it with a white color or yellow color or blue or something and that kind of stays persistent throughout the world. So this way you always know where your handholds are. But by turning it to hard, they take away the coloring of that. So everything blends in more naturally. And so it makes exploration just a little more, obviously more difficult, but it makes it, it immerses you better, I think.
Do you know in the previous Tomb Raider games where you've got them rope things, what you have to shoot and use them as puzzles, they were always painted white. Are they not color-coded either?
The rope still is going to be white, so you'll still find those elements. But if I use, so in Tomb Raider, one of the things you can do is this I call it the Batman sense, where you suddenly can see things highlighted.
Yeah.
Normally in exploration mode, when you do that, all of your traversal areas, things that you can interact with, will get highlighted. When you put it into hard, even if you use that sense, it won't highlight anything for you. So you have to find it naturally in the environments. So the rope, for instance, still stands out because it's rope wound around, say, a log or something. But it won't necessarily be super obvious as you're exploring through the game. So I really, really have been enjoying that element to this.
Sorry, you are keeping that all those settings off, Greg. Yeah, you're not. I was occupied there. You're not put on the cheaty settings. No, you're.
Yeah, so I'm normal combat, normal. Maybe it's survivor setting. So, and then for the exploration, I've turned that to hard, and so it just affects anything involving exploration. But all of the other settings are still going to basically kind of be normal.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to reboot my camera here so it'll come back on for you, Robin, as well.
It's all right. I prefer the picture that we have.
Well, fair enough. Appreciate that.
I can't wait to start this because I'm really enjoyed the last two Tomb Raider games. So I'm looking forward to playing this.
Yeah, so it is quite good. It is quite good.
What's story like? Is the story good?
So the story is not bad. It's not. I don't think it's going to be. No, it's not stupid. I mean, it involves. No, it still involves kind of the illusion, or you know, it hints to the supernatural.
Yeah.
I'm a good third of the way into the game, at least I think. So I don't know for sure if it's going to go supernatural or if it's going to stay kind of rooted in reality, but using the myth and some of the legends of the areas that you're at to promote this idea of some kind of mythological magical power, but it turns out that it's not necessarily the case. Right now, there, you know, where I'm at in the game, and I'm going to try and avoid spoilers, but there is something happening to where it's alluding to something, you know, very over the top kind of, you know, magical, impacting the game.
Is there a magician in it or like,
yes, know, there's a magician in it. Yep. Harry Potter has been seen a couple different times. No, but things like, you know, somebody might get attacked and you see a shadow and you hear some very gruesome kind of sounds, but you're not sure what it is that's doing this. You don't know if it's man, if it's beast, whatever the case may be.
What are the puddles like?
The puddles are fantastic. The puddles in the game are really good. In fact, if you're walking through like really deep mud, mm-hmm. what's a kind of cool effect is as you take your step out of the mud, it's leaving the hole there and it actually gets filled up with water. So you know, it's not just a hole in the mud. The mud actually kind of backfills in and then slowly dissipates out. The puzzles are also quite good. Not overly difficult. I suppose if I, in effect, actually puzzles is, I think, the other setting now that I'm thinking about it. So you can also set that to hard. In this way, it won't give you any hints in when you're using your vision at what, you know, where interactive areas might be for a puzzle. I'll just say that I think they are challenging at times, especially when you take some of the difficulty settings up a notch. But they're never one to where I was completely frustrated by it. There are a couple puzzle-like situations that, and I'll say that I call it a puzzle. It was really an exploration sequence. And, you know, Lara Croft and Tomb Raider are kind of known for these gruesome death scene situations where you make a wrong move and suddenly she's impaled by something or she gets killed by something. There is one sequence I got into, and it had me a little frustrated because it required you to actually find your way out of, for lack of a better way to put it, a cave, but I was underwater. And there was a right way, and you know, to kind of get around it, but you had to time your swimming because there was something else within the water that potentially might kill you. And so, possibly fish, yes, possibly fish.
Fish fingers.
So, fish fingers. Yeah, fish fingers. No. Anyway, so as I swam.
Dolphins.
I had to numerous times redo it And at one point, I started getting a little bit frustrated because I was like, oh, I'm starting to get a little turned around on which way I should be going. Because you're underwater.
Clownfish!
Yes. Clownfish are scary, man. But I will also say, visually speaking, the underwater swimming moments are superb. They really did the underwater elements really well. So the exploration sometimes involves a little bit of puzzle solving. That's what I was trying to get at. So it's a nice little add-in. It can be getting a little frustrating at times when, you know, you're having to repeat the same sequence a few times to learn the right way to kind of solve the puzzle. But overall, really enjoying Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I would recommend it. If you're a Tomb Raider fan, you will like this game. I don't think the story is going to be game of the year. This is the greatest story ever, but it's solid. And I do like the interaction of the characters.
Speaking of the greatest story ever, what the hell happened on Wednesday night?
Okay. Yeah. So let's just get into this. So this is going back to my personal life. So, we have a daycare system set up for Colin where when he gets out of school, he gets taken home, and this is probably going to get a little confusing, so apologies, but I'll try and be as straightforward as possible. Colin gets taken home by daycare from school, to daycare. It's already getting confusing. By a company called Medicab. They pick him up at school. They're contracted through the school to pick him up from school and take him home. That's all they do. They've never picked him up from anywhere. They've outside of school. They pick him up at school. They take him to daycare. That's their job. It done. Now, daycare for quite a while was offering up the ability to take Colin from his daycare to our home. And for those of you who don't know, my son has special needs. He has to go to this daycare because they actually have nurses on staff that can actually give him his medication. And they can also provide the supervision that he needs because he does require additional supervision that a normal daycare couldn't give. So that being said, daycare was having some cutbacks. They weren't being able to give him a ride home from his daycare. So we reached out to our medical insurance and got them to provide us transportation from his daycare to home now. And so there was this company called TLC. They had been contracted to do this. And so unbeknownst to us, we had to basically kind of re-up this every 2 weeks and let our insurance know that we needed the transportation set up again for 2 weeks. So that caused a bit of a hiccup in the system. So Cindy was home taking care of this. She got it all reset back up. And our insurance company hired a new transport company called American West to come pick him up for the next couple weeks and take him home. So on Wednesday night, I get a call from Cindy, and she's like, I don't know where Colin is, and daycare is telling us that Medicab came and picked him up.
No.
Now, I'm like, Medicab shouldn't be picking him up at all. So why in the first place are they picking him up, which was confusing me. And then we called Medicab, and Medicab told us we didn't pick Colin up. We don't know anything about this. And they have GPS trackers in all their trucks. And she's like, I can assure you all my vans are nowhere near where Colin's daycare is. So this, of course, put us into immediate freakout mode because the company that was supposed to be picking him up, America West, had also called saying, hey, we're supposed to be picking up Colin, and he's not here.
Mm.
So complete freak out.
Too right.
Turns out the nurse at his daycare read the sign-out sheet incorrectly. So she told us that Medicab had picked him up, when in fact it was TLC had come, and apparently they had been given the contract as well as America West. So there were two contracts for picking Colin up. So they had picked him up. The driver had correctly signed him out, put his name on the sheet, but because the nurse read it wrong, it sent everybody into this complete panic. So I'm rushing home, freaking out, trying to figure out what's going on. And as soon as I'm on the freeway, I'm like pulling up right behind the TLC van, and I'm like, calling Cindy, and she's like, "Hey, I just heard TLC has him." I'm like, "Yep, I'm right behind him." So, but it was one of those moments where I was just literally having flashes to like all these stupid Dateline shows you see, where you hear about the kids being kidnapped,
putting people's heads off. I think at that stage, Greg.
So. Yeah. It was scary for a good 30 minutes trying to figure things out. But
glad it worked.
Fortunately,
out. Thank goodness,
it is sorted. Yes. So that was my okay. very scary freak out moment.
Hmm.
All right. So not so scary things. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mark, let's talk about something not so scary. Spider-Man.
Oh, poor old Spidey's not been picked up for a couple of weeks now, thanks to Forza Horizon 4. But past couple of days, I've got back into it again. I've finished Act 2 now, and I'm on the last act, and I'm just over halfway through that, I think. I think I'm nearly done now. I still love it. Still think it's a fantastic game. I am getting a little bit, not bored, but some of the stuff's getting a little bit tedious now. I want it to be done. I've had enough now. I think it's been the right amount of length up to now. I think anything more than what's going on now, I think it's a bit too much.
And I think this is symptomatic of kind of a lot of open world games, not just Spider-Man.
I had the same with Assassin's Creed Origins last year, and I loved that game, and I thought it was fantastic, but I think it just went on a little bit too long.
Sorry, Mark, did you just say you just finished Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Of how many chapters?
3.
Oh, okay, right, so there is, okay. It's not
but long. I've done every side mission. I've done all the collectibles, because I got really into this game. So, yeah, I've done all the sort of like side stuff. I don't think there's a few sort of like street crimes I could go around and mop up, but I don't see the point now. So I'm nearly at the end.
So for someone that's about to go and start playing it, say like me after Red Dead, so that's sometime this year going to play it. Would you say try and stick to the main story so you don't get bored, or just and if it catches you, do all the side missions at the end?
Yeah.
But
I don't sort of like go looking for all the collectibles initially before you do most of the story, and while doing these collectibles, seek out every crime that's going on, because then you get a bit fed up with the combat. But the story wise, it's good. The mix up, they don't make it easy for you either, because what they do is, I don't really want to give spoilers, but we do throw more than one boss at you at once. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
So it does get interesting, the mix-ups. And an interesting story as well is my lad was playing on my Xbox last night on the monitor. He was playing Black Ops 4. And I wanted to play Spider-Man. So I actually connected the PS4 back up to the big TV, which I haven't done for a long time. And it was quite an eye-opener to see the game not in HDR and how much I've got used to seeing games in HDR.
Oh.
The difference visually was quite outstanding, really. It looked quite dull, quite boring and dull, whereas in HDR, you've got all the extra shades of light and dark and shades of the colours. It makes such a difference. I couldn't believe it. It still looked fantastic, like, don't get me wrong, it didn't look shit or anything, but because I've got that used to it, you know, when you get used to something and then you change and you notice straight away, it's like if you're driving your car for so long, then you have some new brakes on it, you instantly know, don't you? It was one of them type things.
Yeah, you don't knock as many people over and stuff like that there, you know?
I instantly noticed, and it took some getting used to.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a projector thing with me here as well, because I'm playing quite a bit of Xbox here where I'm sitting right now in this 4K screen, and maybe there's a bit of screen snobbery coming.
But I think that's what I've got used to, having such a good display right in front of me. You notice it quite big when you go onto a sort of like a more peasantry screen.
Oh dear.
Oh, the peasants.
I don't know where these peasants are going, but yeah, I noticed it straight away. But loving Spider-Man still. Some of the enemies now, like I say, because it's the back end of a game, they're really tough. They don't go down as quick as the enemies sort of like early on in the game, so there's quite a few battles going on. Like I say, it's getting a little bit, not a lot, but just starting to get a bit tedious now. So, but I think I'm nearly done. So if it finishes in the next couple of hours, I'll be happy.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, last game to talk about, I guess, really, is just Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So I have been playing this. Really don't have a lot to talk about the game. I mean, it looks great.
I'm jealous.
I've only played a very small portion of the very intro section. Again, visually it looks good. I do like the story. I decided to go with the Cassandra route because I've heard her story is a little more
I've heard her voice actors better as well because the male character's a bit more
wooden,
a bit of a dick really, where she's more realistic apparently. That's what I've heard. So.
Yeah, it is an interesting, the way they weaved it in, and basically you play a sword for hire, so to speak. I'm seeing, and I think this got confirmed on one of the podcasts I was listening to, but they have like almost like a nemesis-like system as well built into this game. Right. So it still feels a little bit like Assassin's Creed, but it really has so much more going on that it's like there's a little bit of Assassin's Creed left in the DNA, but for the most part, this feels more like a new kind of path of an RPG for Ubisoft.
Greg, is it because you're mostly wearing a skirt in this that you really like it? Is that what it is?
Is that trying to look up like you're doing Forza?
No. I have yet to try to do the upskirt shot.
All right, okay. So here, look, a lot of the media, quite a few things I've heard about this has been, this is like pay to win, that the microtransactions are terrible and that you actually have to buy some multiplier pack to make it to make it play better because it's too hard or something without buying some of these XP boosters or multipliers too hard.
I don't know about that. I said, I'm not far enough into the game for that to really be impactful. Look, this is the same knock, I guess, in a sense, kind of Shadow of the War got because Shadow of War had these XP boosters and people said that they artificially were making the game longer to encourage people to buy these XP boosters to help them get through the game. And it sounds like, and I've been hearing some of those same things, Robin, that this game might employ kind of similar tactics.
Yeah, what do you call him? The big, he's an English bloke, lives in America, stands at a plinth, wears a black thing and gives off about everything. Sterling.
Sterling.
Yeah, you take him or you love him or you hate him or you take him, but he ripped it to absolute shreds.
I've
heard loads of good things about this game. I've not heard anything.
Which is weird because it's a juxtaposition of opinions about it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jim Sterling is very anti microtransaction. He doesn't want anything that even hints at additional DLC, paid DLC, microtransactions. He is that voice of the people that don't want that, right? That is kind of the platform he stands on. It's not a horrible stance to have, but he will bang on about that regardless of the quality of game, regardless of how the game is. I remember hearing him going on about Forza 7 and how they had microtransactions in it, but they never really did. In fact, they never put those into the game. It's just, they had transactions in the game, but they were never paid for transactions. So, it's there in the game. How much or how little you need to do these XP boosters, I don't know. So far, I honestly can tell you, I've never felt the need in any game I've ever played to buy an XP booster for it. So, personally, I find that argument of, I can't believe they put this in there. To me, I am that consumer that's like, well, if you don't want it, don't buy it. I've never felt a need to do that in a game, especially a non-multiplayer game. I suppose if this was like Black Ops 4, where you got a competitive edge by gaining XP because you got different abilities. Maybe that would make a difference.
I'm just checking out the grooming on these men's chests. I'm just going to pause if we get another shot here. It's unbelievable how good. Look at this. Darn it, there we go again. It's just how tight the chest hair is on both of these guys. It's like they got one of those stubble shavers and ran over
Robin,
their chest.
Honestly, sometimes I just don't know what to say. The game is gorgeous. I mean, it is a fantastic looking game, probably one of the best looking games this year. And so here's the thing that I really want to talk about. Project Steam. Stream. Yeah, so I got a beta invite a couple weeks back. I had signed up for it, really not thinking I was getting in. Because the comment was, we have very limited access into the beta. But I threw my information in there anyway to see if I'd get in. And lo and behold, right before I'm leaving on my trip, I get the beta invite. I don't recall if you guys talked about it on the show or not. I sent Nicole a little tidbit on Project Stream because it works really well. I'm surprised how good this works. So the process for the beta, just so you know, I have an email. I get the email. It basically says, click here to get into the beta. So I click on that. It opens up a secondary window. The window does a couple initial checks to check your computer and see if you have a strong enough connection and see if you have the quote-unquote hardware to be able to run it. Get the green check mark. Game starts. I mean, just like that. It was unnervingly quick on how fast that game started up for me and started loading in, going through the introduction scene. I didn't really notice ever any big stutters, a little hiccup maybe once or twice. It ran really smooth. I thought it was 1080p 30 frames per second, but apparently it's 1080p 60 frames per second that the game's running for in the beta.
The stream from Google that I have on, they have it marked as a 1080p at 60 frames. So,
yeah.
Cool.
The one knock I would say, because I wanted to test it out on a mobile, tablet scenario, it is not being offered out to that. So this is strictly a program right now, at least, that's on laptop or desktop computers. It won't run on a tablet of any kind. So makes me wonder if it would maybe run on like a Surface Pro, but hard to know.
I wonder when the Xbox One is coming.
So Xbox is supposed to go into beta, obviously, in 2019. This is supposed to come out of beta, Project Stream, out of beta in January, I think, is when the beta finishes up. So obviously, I think they're looking to launch this next year. A lot of questions being asked about how Google is going to potentially try and move forward on this. Obviously, I think companies like Ubisoft are going to want you to buy the games. But could we see Google go way of saying offering up a few choice AAA titles free and make it ad supported? I mean, that is their revenue model. They are an ad revenue model and search company. That's how they make all their money. Like 90% of their money comes from search and ad stream. So it's an interesting, kind of question to be asking. I don't know the answer to it yet. I know the technology works pretty darn well. It only works on laptop, desktop, which does beg the question of if a company out there can get mobile working properly with the streaming tech. I think that is the real true kind of golden goose. If you can get AAA streaming from one of these services to your mobile devices, you suddenly really have something that I think is unique, but it has to be lag free. It has to be able to, potentially support multiplayer. I don't know this would be a good platform for that as of now. Right now, single player though, it works flawlessly. So
yeah, it's the future, like Discord.
It is the future. But I mean, in all seriousness, outside of Discord, game streaming is the future. If you do not think that is not the case, you are kidding yourselves. This is the way the entire industry is going to be moving. They're going to try and shift probably pretty aggressively, I would think, you know, come 2019, 2020, streaming technology is going to become the front face of a lot of these companies. They still may have hardware. They still, you know, I can see a dual situation of having hardware where, you know, you can maybe get a better quality image. Maybe, you know, you can incorporate hardware and streaming to be able to do 4K. I don't know. But it is, I think, absolutely the way these companies want to go, because they're going to have better control over the product in terms of DRM, piracy. It's going to really, really pull that back into the publisher's hands.
Okay, cool. Okay, excellent stuff.
All right. So we do have a couple news stories, but I also know we have a quiz. So what do you guys want to do first? Let's democracy in action. Who wants
a
quiz?
Now, everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now, look. Good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
That wasn't very democratic, by the way. Pretty much
dictator. You know Mark wants to get on with it.
Yep. I have.
Yeah, Mark, stop pressing the sound effects. Huh?
I'll give up now. She's beat me as Kim.
What? No. You've got only 5 points away.
And I'm a mere 7 points away. I could catch Mark.
Yeah.
On this quiz, I'm excited.
You could catch me tonight.
I know. I'm excited. Ooh. Let's do this. All right, Nicole. This is your deal.
Yes, it is my deal. But I swore we had other things, sound effects. But I'm good.
What?
So
did you not hear the sound effects? No. Do you want to?
All I heard was the play a quiz thing.
Do you want more?
But it's okay. No,
enchantment.
Who said that?
So who said it
best? Oh boy!
I'll never do that on the podcast again. I promise.
Okay, so see, here's the thing. You get used to certain sound effects, whether you like them or dislike them, and when they're not played, it really, really, really messes you up.
Yeah, get used to it.
Greg is Greg's testifying over there. I see his head nodding. Yes. I actually see Greg. Woohoo! So, yes. Hmm. Who said it best? It's our little quiz. God help me. It's a game of quotes. Quotes are mainly come from video games, but can come from other related sources, including but not limited to movies, graphic novels, and fictional stories. All game related, of course. Don't forget, answers are only 1 point each. So Mark, Greg, and Mr. Tit. It still says Tit.
I like it.
Why are you
I like the tits. I like the tits.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, Kim is in the lead right now with 15. She's not a cheater. Greg and Robin tied at 8, and it's not lies.
You're going dying.
Mark, who feels like he got robbed, has 10 points. Gary Clunt instead of cunt. Anyway, the rest of those, Phil, Gary, and Rich, they're all 2 points, and we're not even going to waste any time on them.
Go.
So, you guys ready?
Yeah, ready.
Yes.
All right.
Get your
fingers ready. All right. It's a funny thing, ambition. It can take one to sublime heights or harrowing depths. And sometimes they are one and the same. So who said it best? Billy Lark, Delilah Cooperson, or Emily Caldwin? And these are all Dishonored characters. I'll repeat the question or the quote. It's a funny thing, ambition. It can take one to sublime heights or harrowing depths. And sometimes they are one and the same. A is Billy, B Delilah, or C Emily. Answers in 3, 2, 1. All right. So Mark has B, Greg has B, God help me. Robin Hesse, y'all need to quit.
I am Groot.
That wasn't me.
I will tell you, one of those choices is correct.
Ooh.
So it's either Delilah or Emily.
Ooh.
I'm just going to say Mark's going to be a little upset.
Ah.
Point goes to Robin.
Yes. Come Greg, on. Eat it, man. Eat it. Eat it.
Suck it, tit. Suck it.
Potato.
That was not me.
He's a dickhead.
Wanker.
He's a dickhead.
That's another thing.
Okay,
wanker.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, Mark.
Hey,
stop it, Mark.
Hey, shake and bake.
Mark, stop it.
All right, girls. You're both pretty. We're moving on. Quote number two. If history only remembers one in a thousand of us, then the future will be filled with stories of who we were and what we did. This is a narration from a video game. Wow. I will read it again.
What?
If history only remembers one in a thousand of us, the future will be filled with stories of who we were and what we did. Now you have to guess. Which battlefield was it? A, Battlefield 1, mm-hmm. B, Battlefield 3, uh-huh. or C, Battlefield 1943?
Oh, flip me.
Okay. No, I'd really rather not. So, A, Battlefield 1, B, Battlefield 3, or C, Battlefield 1943?
Can you just read the quote again, please? Just one more time.
I sure can. If history only remembers one in a thousand of us, then the future will be filled with stories of who we were and what we did.
Right, okay.
So, A is 1, B is 3, and C is 1943. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
I can give my sound, my answer in a sound effect.
Hmm. Greg. For fuck's sake, pick a letter.
No.
We've lost Greg.
Yeah. Oh, did we totally like lose him?
Forfeit. Forfeit.
Dear, Greg. Dear.
No, man. I'm back. Well, I'm back.
What's your answer? All
right, pick a letter. I don't care what letter, A, B, or C. You don't get the freaking quote. Look at you guys. One has A, one has B, one has C.
Ooh.
Well, I'll tell you two of you are wrong.
No.
I know, right? So, Greg, your answer's wrong.
Oh, screw that.
I know. I'm sorry. And Robin?
Yeah.
Your answer is correct.
Yes!
For the record,
oh, yes!
I never
yes!
even heard the question.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
I didn't even know what the choices
boy.
Were.
You got it, man. That was fun.
He's a dickhead.
He is a dickhead.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you, Mark should get this one.
Mark needs to stop jumping around, says.
You suck.
Stop it.
All
okay.
right.
Okay. What's up?
Number three. Final one. We're made up of thousands of parts with thousands of functions, all working in tandem to keep us alive. Yet if only one part of our imperfect machines fails, life fails. This is an Elder Scrolls quote. We're made up of thousands of parts with thousands of functions all working in tandem to keep us alive. Yet, if only one part of our imperfect machine fails, life fails. So, who said it best? A, Ayla the Huntress, B, Ingen Blackbriar, or C, Boethia? So,
Who's Boethia?
A, Ayla, B, Ingen, C, Boethia. Look at poor Greg's face. He's like...
I have no idea.
In my head at the moment, it's just...
All right, I need your guesses.
Yeah.
In three, 3, 2, 1.
Hang on. I'm just gonna go opposites for everything now.
Okay. So we have B, A, and C.
I'm gonna stab a guess. Somebody got it right.
Somebody did, and I'm gonna have to rip the Band-Aid off this wound. Okay.
Oh no, it's Robin again.
So, okay. Let's just
come on.
Get it right here, right now.
Come on.
Mark actually got it right.
Yay!
It's Ingen Blackfriar. This one's like,
whoa.
So yay, Mark.
I have cruised past the DeLacy.
Oh.
That's
not like it's 1 point. It's like point. I've got a clear air between you and loser. Loser.
Hey, my Irish Mexican friend. You got one because I couldn't even hear the question, first of all. So, you know,
it didn't make any difference, Greg.
Excuses.
All right, girls. So Kim's still in the lead with 15. Greg has slipped down to fourth place. Robin, though, is hot and heavy on
two
Mark.
Two right, I am.
Yeah, he's got 10 points. Mark has 11. Please stop writing. You guys got to be nice in the show notes. We'll send you ISS.
I will be nice this time.
For a moment.
I thought for sure, by the way, your quote about technology failing was actually a quote from Skype. it just all of a sudden just like, nope, not working anymore. See you. Bye-bye. And just completely shut down. I'm like, are you kidding me? Right when you were reading the quote.
Yep. Tell me.
I couldn't wait. Just. Yeah.
You're jumping around.
Yeah, I got you jump around. All right, let's move on to the news, Mr. Tate. We do have a couple news stories. Fish these.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay.
Still a good sound effect. Okay. I fished these out while we were actually doing the What Have We Played Lately earlier. So, you remember that game, Days Gone, and how it was going to come out on February 22nd, along with every other game under the sun?
Uh-huh.
It's still coming out on time, is it, Greg?
No, it is not. No. They have pushed it back to April 26th. They said they're going to give it some additional polishing time.
So, too bad that wasn't a quiz question, huh?
Marketing. Yeah, no kidding. So,
maybe they're just trying to find space for it, a bit more polish.
I think that may be the case. I mean, look, we know there's a lot of big name titles that are pushed to February 22nd. And so, you know, I think games like Crackdown, games like Days Gone, certainly we're suddenly feeling the heat of being in that time slot because they know they're going to get overshadowed.
Yeah.
I think Crackdown 3 doesn't have I don't think they can move out of it. They can't push it further back. They might release earlier. I've heard people talking about maybe they try and release a little bit earlier in February. I think that would be a smart play for them. I think it was smart for Days Gone to push it out a little bit, give them some breathing room, let these big third-party games come in, do their thing, and give their own titles a chance. So it makes sense to me. The additional polish time certainly can't hurt it. Speaking of games that are polished and don't need any additional time, at least from what I've been hearing, Red Dead Redemption 2. We've learned the install size on these games.
Holy crap.
Insane. So PS4 is 99 gigabytes, and apparently the Xbox One version is 107 gigabytes. I'm not sure. You know, this might have to do with compression techniques, obviously, that are being used for
puddles. Better puddles than the Xbox One.
There you go. Better puddles.
When you've done this,
both games are on two discs. So, in case you're getting the physical version, it will be a two disc game.
Really?
And you still will have a download. So, apparently, on the PlayStation 4, they say that it actually also requires an additional 50 gigabytes of space. For future, I think, DLC being added into the game. So just know this is a massive game. If you have pre-ordered the game. You can start downloading it now, which I highly recommend. Because if you buy this
next week,
if you buy this next week when it launches, you're not going to be playing it right away. This is, you know, maybe the case for a streaming service, right? You wouldn't have to worry about that download. All right, PlayStation 4 owners recently were complaining about a message bug. Apparently, there was a you're just off to the wrong side there, Mark. They were complaining about these text messages that were being sent through PlayStation 4 communication that when you opened up the message, it crashed your PlayStation 4.
Factory reset stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it was putting it into this weird crash loop. So apparently they have fixed it, and apparently you can recover the PS4 by first deleting the rogue messages in the PS Message app. That sits outside of your PlayStation 4, and then choosing to rebuild the database from the system safe mode menu. But they also have fixed the bug as well. They've pulled it basically, so it's not causing that problem anymore. But for those that did have to go through this, at least there is the ability to get your stuff back. But it's a process. Right. Hmm. And then last little story, and this is just a rumor mill story. This has been gaining traction in the past week, so I've heard a lot of different outlets now reporting Microsoft is indeed in the process of buying Obsidian, the RPG maker.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So this is something that we expect to get announced at XO18 potentially. Kind of what they did at E3 when they announced a new studio acquisition. You know, they announced Ninja Theory, that kind of thing. I fully expect this will happen at XO18. But it is in progress. It has not been finalized yet, so you never know.
When is XO18? It's in Mexico City, isn't it? Or next month?
Yeah, November 5th, I believe.
Okay. If I remember the 5th of November, very good. We should actually hear some interesting stuff. I think they're saving up good stuff for that event. And I would love to see the streaming thing. Yeah, the streaming would be nice.
If you think about that event, I mean, they used to do the XO events. Mm-hmm. They stopped doing them back in 2010. So for them to bring back the event 8 years later, you have to imagine they're bringing it back with something to announce.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't possibly think it's just going to be a regular inside Xbox kind of deal. So I fully expect some big announcements to come out of that. And also, I fully expect us to finally get a look at Crackdown 3. I think they will be showing that off finally at the event.
Yeah, Scotch mist.
Yeah. So that's kind of the news. Mark, do you have a question?
Yeah, well, no. I just wanted to quickly mention we've mentioned Puddles a few times tonight. A funny, quick story. There was an update today for Spider-Man from the developers, and it basically introduced New Game Plus mode with an ultra hard difficulty level, if you want that. But they also tweaked their photo mode. So when you go into photo mode now, you can add little Pixar like clip art images into the photograph. And one of them are puddles. You can add as many puddles as you want. And there was a picture on Twitter I saw earlier today. And someone had put like another original screenshot from V3 where they're taking all the puddles out and people were having a bloody thrombosis and crying their eyes out. But they'd put like 50 puddles in this picture. I thought it was quite funny. Yeah. So, yeah, so you can add your own puddles now in Spider-Man.
Puddles. Mark, real quick.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about episode 500? Let's talk about it.
So episode 500 is only 2 weeks away, fast approaching now. It's coming at a bit of a coincidence, really. It's coming on Extra Life weekend. So a few of us are going to be quite tired doing this, but we wouldn't miss it for the world. So what we want to do is we want to do something we haven't done before, and that is have a call-in show. So if you want to be on the show, on show 500, just let one of us know, give us your Skype username, we will add you in preparation, and we'll sort of like give a rough timetable when we're going to slot you in. And you can be on the podcast and you can ask us anything, you can join in the fun, It's going to be crazy. Yeah, it's not going to be a regular show.
Because our shows go so smoothly, generally, that, you know, we're going to invite loads of people into the calls. Yeah, it will be audio only. You'll be coming in on audio only, I think.
Yeah, there's no video.
Yes, but yeah, certainly. Well, that would be lovely to have you. And to credit to Greg for getting to 500, because really there isn't many podcasts worldwide that are hitting 500 episodes. Yeah. So well done.
We have got there, and we are going to hit 500. It's a milestone I honestly didn't know I'd ever hit. So I'm excited for that show. And as Mark noted, a number of you are going to be doing your Extra Life event then. excuse me, Robin and I, we are going to be doing it the week after, I believe, Robin. You're also doing it? No?
I'm much later. I'm actually probably not going to be doing mine until around Christmas time.
Okay. All right. Well, I will be doing mine the week after Extra Life. The night before our 500th show, I'll be at a hockey game. I'd already bought tickets ways back, so the timing of all of this kind of came together in not so well way, but we'll make it work.
We'll have fun. The way I kind of thought about it was, like, you know, do I need to do it then? 1 week later, did I need to rush? Because a bit like Mark this year, I'm choosing the charity. We're still raising money. We're using this forum to raise money under the Extra Life banner. But and I think, well, you know, in just a few weeks' time, I'm going to be off for a week and a half. So why punish myself?
Try to do a
work week as well as this. So that week, the first weekend when I finish work for Christmas, that's probably when I'm going to go. And maybe that'll work in our benefit as well, that we'll get a bit of attention that way too, and as you will a week differently, because we can concentrate on you. Just suck up to you. Let's suck up and throw money.
No sucking up to me. It's a team.
Greg.
It's a team suck.
Robin, get with me, because I might do that with you then, because there's no way I can do it while.
That's fine.
I'm
going to be doing like a strip thing. Like every time I get $5 given to me, I'm taking some clothes off. So I expect to be completely naked. So you're more than welcome to do it with me, Nicole.
Here we go.
First
shirt now.
And shifting gears.
I'm totally freaking kidding. I will add clothes. Everyone you take off, I'll add on.
That'd be good. Yeah, it'd be funny if you.
By the end of the 24-hour period, we're going to see Robin buck naked and just a pile of laundry in Nicole's room.
Anyway. Okay. All right, that's good. Join us for 500.
For John. Yes, episode 500. The drive is there. It's 2 weeks away. We expect people like Sarah to be calling into the show. No pressure, Sarah. You better call. All right. New releases. We've got a few new games coming up. Just a couple. Nicole, why don't you go through those real fast?
Oh, well, of course you're asking me to do that while I'm checking peeps online. God bless.
I'm known for that. If I was a waiter, you would have your mouth full of food right then and there, and I'd say, how is it going? How's the food?
All right. What am I doing?
New releases, Nicole. New releases. Talk to me about this giganto list.
I know. I love these gigantic lists. So for the week of October 20th through October 26th, it's a big whopping game, Just Dance 2019 for the PS4. Please get out of there, Robin. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Wii, 360, and Wii U. I'm sorry, the Wii and Wii U are still supported?
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, that happens on the 26th. Robin, I'm going to hurt you with your Paw Patrol.
Didn't want to leave it out.
What?
It's for real. Anyway.
It was real. It's real. It's reals.
It is reals.
It's a real thing, okay. Yes.
Well, we'll get down there anyway. So that's on the 23rd of October. The last few releases are October 26th. That's the day before my dad's birthday. He'll be 75.
Holy smokes.
I know. Wow. I know. Anyway, My Hero Ones Justice. I can't speak English. Hero Ones Justice. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. And then, dun-dun-dun-dun, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, huh?
For PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One on the 26th. Start downloading that bitch now because you're going to need to.
Suck it, PC Master Race. No game for you.
Uh-huh. And then, seriously, Paw Patrol for PS4 and Xbox One.
On the same day. That is the biggest release.
Chase is on the case.
Game of the year.
Paw Patrol's going to take like 2 seconds. Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to take 2 weeks. Is that how this is working?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Awesome. Well, oh, grab your new games while you can, folks.
I have got to play this now because he's just popped in the chat.
Oh, hey, Ginger Balls.
All right. Let us continue on. Some Playdate stuff. This is just us out in the community on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. You can join in on the UK. That is 9 p.m. in the UK. The Forza Horizon 4 Convoy. Basically, find Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane, or Mark Wright, Mechanics on Xbox Live, and go do some racing. If you are a glutton for punishment and like to be bossed around by a overbearing dictator,
yeah.
Rise of Civilizations, the OC Podcast Alliance.
I thought you were still talking about me, but obviously not.
No, I knew exactly who he was talking about.
Yeah,
very nice, damn it. My kids love me.
Rise of Civilizations on the OC Podcast Alliance server. Go find it. Get on there. Go kill some people. Also, with regards to Forza Horizon 4, we do have a club because we like our clubs. So OCPC is our podcast club. It's the OCPC Overseas Connection Pod. Overseas Connection Pod. Just pod, apparently. So there you go. That's how you find our club. We've got victories achieved. I'm just going to go through this, Robin. Let's talk about some victories achieved. These are basically games where we say, hey, if you finish a game, we want to potentially reward you for that. So finish a game, take a selfie, then get onto Twitter and tweet at @OC_podcast. Put in hashtag victory achieved in your tweet. Make sure you have a picture of you with the game in the background. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be blurry. It can be a little bit here or there. But let us know what game you did finish in the tweet. And we will automatically enter you into a drawing for a potential prize pool. I know. Of $20 on either PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. If you're over in the UK, we take $5 away from you, and then we give you £15 instead. So you get that on PSN or Xbox Live or Steam. If you are a Nintendo fan, we might do something for you. We might even make it $20 or £15. Who knows? But what you really want to do is you want to be like these cool cats. Ginger Balls, he finished Grand Theft Auto 5. We also had Colin All Cars finishing Fright Fearland. Not sure what that is. Never heard of that game, but that's okay. And then this other Yahoo, Bongo the Sane, finished Figment. I think this is a figment of his imagination. I don't think he ever finished the game or even played it. I'm saying. And for that, if you did beat these games, you're going to be rewarded with these lovely dulcet tones now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I am Groot.
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. You have one. Victories achieved.
Yeah. Bing. No. There you are. That's that. That's one of the best sound effects ever not made.
You will be haunted by that sound in your sleep. You're welcome for that.
Often I think about you in your tank top. What is that about?
So I've seen Greg speechless.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. I don't see that chat right now. I'm afraid to open anything else up on any computer or any kind of device because I fear it's going to crash Skype again. So let's do this. Let's wrap the show up.
Let's go home.
Hey, if you have stuck with us so far, one, you deserve a little something extra. We don't actually have it for you, but you do deserve it. We promise you that. You can tune in to us every week, twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, or youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. We are here 9 p.m. ish in the UK, 1 p.m. ish on the West Coast, 3 p.m. ish in the Central Time Zone, ish because we never start on time these days. If you're on Easter Island, apparently it still is 6 p.m. ish there as well. Ish.
And just another side note to complicate things more. Next Saturday night, early Sunday morning, the UK clocks go back.
Oh, is it next week?
So it will be an extra hour difference between you guys. Because you're November, right?
Yeah, ours is actually the day of Extra Life is when that
changes. Yeah, as of next.
Which always sucks for us. Cause yeah.
So for 1 week, the US times will be off slightly. We'll stick with the 9 p.m. in the UK. That has been the new rule. We're utilizing the UPA, the 9 p.m. UK time zone. So are we earlier? I think we're earlier by an hour. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we're later by an hour on the West Coast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Figure it out. We'll broadcast it out on Twitter. We'll put it up on Facebook, all that good stuff. We are on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on pretty much anywhere you can give us a review. Hopefully you want to give us a positive review. But either way, give us a review. We would love to have you post up something so we can be found by other people. As I noted before, we love clubs, apparently. We are a clubbing group. This goes back to our 80s disco days. But we have the OC Podcast Club on Xbox One. We have the OC Podcast Community on PS4. We've got the OC Podcast Group on Steam. We have the OC Podcast Server on Discord, a potential future technology. And most importantly, we want this to be heard.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Wow, well, Louis, are very nice.
Oh, I'm sure if you're going to play some of them, Robin.
No.
Yeah. It's fitting that my Skype camera went dark right as that started to play.
Yeah.
all right.
I want my check for that. That's just a beautiful piece of work. Mark was splendid on that background music.
He was. He is. It is a well-produced piece of podcast owned proprietary technology. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up. Nicole, please give a shout out with the dog in hand. Let's hear it.
All right. So let's first of all thank our lovely Shatters. I can never say this one. It's like banana nan I don't know. Commander Root. Positivity Bot, RCGC, Slow Cool, Corazon, Skinny Seahorse, Subcentral.net, Katie Streams, and last but absolutely not least, Ginger Balls. So thank you for chatting with us and making it fun as we play along. I shout out to you guys, as always, because can't do it without you, and apparently can't do it with you, because...
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. We do miss Cam and her. Indeed. Shout out also to my friend Hamada from a different alliance on that game. He came over and helped us, so I want to make sure he got mentioned. Oh, look, Greg's back. And to my buddy Drop Bear, who's been very helpful. Sarah, who's also an officer, and Kim, Tight Corset.
Officer.
And
I really wanted you to say an officer and a gentleman. I know it wouldn't have fit, but I was waiting for that.
Thanks. I am also Mechanics on all the gaming platforms. That's Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, and Steams. Before I do my main shout-outs, I just want to say this year's Extra Life. I've done Extra Life for quite a while now. But I know this is going to sound awful, but it's a hard sell to UK people trying to get people to donate in US dollars in the UK, because some of them just don't do it, but won't do it. They're scared off by it. And it is a fantastic cause, and I've been part of it for quite a few years now. But Robin gave me a bit of inspiration this year to sort of like make it more UK centric. So I'm doing Extra Life, but it's not for Extra Life. It's for Macmillan Cancer Support, and it's called Game Heroes. It's exactly the same thing. It's 24 hours gaming marathon, streaming the whole thing live next on the 3rd of November at 6 a.m. So I'll keep putting details on the OC podcast Facebook, and I keep tweeting them out. So yeah, it's exactly the same thing, but it's for a UK cancer support group. My dad passed away cancer a few years ago, so it's quite close to me. I know cancer's touched a lot of people. Most people know someone who's been affected by it. So yeah, it's a great cause. So my shout outs, I want to shout out the Convoy crew, the Rubber Duckers, that's Bongo, Ginger Balls, Martin C, Obi-Wan Shinobi, Apples PH, and GH Rocker. And we'll see you all on Wednesday night for some more racing fun. Over to you, Greg. Oh, sorry, Robin.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, you'll be happy to know that I dropped off the call there for 30 seconds.
Love it.
And we've got fixed cameras right now, these guys, because as I dropped off the call and I jumped back on, NDI was not switched on. So, Mark, when you're editing the podcast, there you go, there's a job for you.
I'm editing it. You're doing it. You stole the decks. It's your job.
I'll do it. Yeah. So we'll probably have a little gap at the end there. Not long to do about that. But there you go.
I missed the beginning, but I have got a recording.
Yeah, no matter. Okay. Yeah, look, I just want to shout out Show 500, please. Go Show 500. And let us know. There's already a few people are already wanting to come and join us for the show. There's two or three people have already contacted us. So please contact us and drop in for the show. It's not going to be for half an hour. It'll be for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So please get in contact just so we can line it up, so it just isn't a complete and utter disaster on that night. And again, if you want a copy of Figment, please send me a tweet at Bongo the Sane, and I'll certainly give you a copy of Figment to play on your PC for freeze. So just contact me and it's yours. No problem. If you want Figment, let me know. So that's me, and thanks very much for being on the show. Thanks. Good to be here. Blah, blah, blah. Indeed. Stuff. I don't know.
And things.
Yeah, and things.
Stuff and things.
And good luck, everybody, for Extra Life. So all of the VG Hub .net team, please go on to Extra Life, search for VG Hub, and support anybody on that list. Very important. We're raising money for kids and for charity, whether it's Mark's or with Greg, whatever we're doing, it's all going to good causes, and that's the main thing here. It's going to good causes that are close to our hearts. So please.
And the brothers Chin are teaming up this year, so that'll be a fun stream to watch.
Yeah. So please support that.
Well said, Robin. Well said. Yeah, absolutely. Please do support us for Extra Life. Also, again, Show 500, we cannot say it enough. We would love for you, if you are listening to this, to reach out to any one of us to find a way to get onto that show, ask us a question, just say hi, let us know how long you've been listening, maybe even. Who knows? I want to shout out the three of you. Thank you for coming together on this lovely Sunday afternoon. It's always fun podcasting with you guys. It's been far too long. Robin, you're doing a fantastic job of the stream, spinning the decks. Every week you show improvement. We are almost there. If I now maybe just reinstall Skype, I think that might be part of the issue.
And
a new camera.
The eyes won't be perfect, does it? We might have to look at Discord.
We have a couple of questions that will be given by Jason Johnson and also from Kyle. I think we're going to leave those until next week, if you don't mind, because we're running long.
So we have those questions.
Yeah,
we will answer them next week. I want to shout out my wife for basically being the backbone of the whole family for the past couple of weeks while I've been doing some. She has really done a yeoman's job of just keeping things together. Also, helping out when the craziness of Colin disappearing for that half hour happened. What else? What else can we say, guys? I think really that's pretty much it. Just be nice to one another. go Chargers. We won today in London. That was fantastic to see. Robin, I'm really sorry about your Cardinals.
I'm not even going to watch any longer. So.
No, I really wanted them to beat the Broncos because you know how I feel about the Broncos. But that was not happening.
This year's a bad year. So.
Yeah. Well, there is a future, a bright future for the Cardinals down the road. All right, that's it. We're done. Let's wrap this up with some nice outro music, Robin.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.